Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for June 28, 2010. We'll begin the meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Domain. And the Pledge of Allegiance be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Bow your head with me. Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. Thank you for your gift of grace offered to us through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us with such bounty that we often take them for granted. We thank you for the right to live, work, to vote, and to participate in this great United States of America. Lord, today we are recognizing three outstanding employees. We want to thank you for Joe Trumbull, Pat Trumbull, and Buddy Evans, the service that they've offered this county. We want to ask you to surround them with your grace through their retirement. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Please join me in reciting the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First items are under purchasing. Item A, approve specs for IFB, the term contract for HVAC capital equipment, services, and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief. Item B, award IFB for Walter Humphrey State Park Pier Restoration for Jefferson County to Tom Mack in the amount of $974,253. Item C, approve, execute, receive, and file the contract for inmate food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with five-star correctional service in Jefferson County. Item D, receive and file interlocal exchange agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves, Texas, to authorize the exchange of a 1998 Champion 1010W ProPave asphalt paver and a 1983 BOMAG pavement grinder. Both pieces of equipment have a fair market value of $15,000. Item E, approve IFB term contract for repair service and installation of electrical service for Jefferson County with Lede Electrical Services for a period of July 6, 2010 to July 5th, 2011. Item F, approve, execute, receive, and file this term contract for the installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Bridgefield Electrical Inc. for a period of July 6, 2010 to July 5th, 2011. Item G, approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB term contract for temporary canteen, that's meal catering, following a disaster emergency in Jefferson County with High Syndro Inc. for a period of July 13, 2010. To July 12, 2011. Item H, execute, approve, receive, and file PROF Environmental Services for ditch rehabilitation at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Horizon Environmental Services, Inc. for a not to exceed amount of $13,000. This is required by the FAA Airport Improvement Program grant, and the fee is 95% reimbursable from the FAA Airport Improvement Program. Item I, approve, execute, receive, and file airport concession disadvantage business enterprise goal update and disadvantage enterprise goal update for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Garver LLC for a not to exceed amount of $8,100. This is required by FAA, and the fee is 95% reimbursable from FAA. Item J, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Have a motion on these?
Move.
Have a motion and a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and encouraging all Jefferson County people, residents, to participate in the 2010 census, which is still ongoing. Item B, I've had a request to table the issue of the burn ban. Item C, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a renewal of the SAVNS maintenance grant contract between the Office of Attorney General and Jefferson County for the fiscal year 2011. This is for the OAG Statewide Automated Victim Notification Service. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding the Charlton Pollard Class of 1965, 45th Reunion Day. Item E, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Pat Trumbull for 30 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Item F, consider and possibly approve a subcontractor agreement for Jefferson County Family Focused Diabetes Program. Agreements are for services funded by the Diabetes Prevention Grant from the Texas Department of State Health Services. And item G, by addendum, consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute grant acceptance award for emergency management performance grant for the fiscal year 2010. Item H, consider accepting donations of a 39-foot Scotty Mobile Command trailer with stated serial number from Orange County. Is there a motion on these items?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, consider approving a budget transfer for the Visitor Center in the amount of $11,885. Item B, consider and approve a budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance additional overtime, $480. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 340777 through check number 341037.
Move for approval.
Second.
Have a motion, a second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Extension Office, item A, consider and possibly accept the new keys to the courthouse curriculum, which replaces the 25-year-old county government and you curriculum. Item B, receive and file keys to the courthouse curriculum. There a motion on that? Have a motion, a second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
In just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to read these resolutions. County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for June 2010, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
I have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Criminal District Court, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Tam McCullum Meyer for 25 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Criminal District Court and the Jefferson County Tax Office, and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. There a motion?
Second.
Have a motion and a second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, item A, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit 09-P-10 to the Primcor Pipeline Company for a 30-inch pipeline crossing on South Garden Road and for the distribution of crude oil. Projects located in Precinct 2. A motion on that? Have a motion, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sheriff's Department, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Joe M. Trumbull for 28 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Item B, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Carlton E. Evans for 24 years of dedicated service to the Sheriff's Office. Have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And did I? Oh, on the county clerk, we have two addendum items. Item A, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Carolyn Guidry and Teresa Goodness to attend the Manitron User Group Conference 2010 in Seattle, Washington on September 26th through October 1st, 2010. Manitron is the sole vendor for the imaging and indexing system used by County Clerk's Office. Manitron acquired Hart, InterCivic, and unlike Hart, they are not Texas-based. Cost of this educational conference will be paid by the county clerk's budgeted funds. Item B, consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to sign and execute the leasing agreement with the City of Groves for the leasing of Central Accounting Station and voting equipment for their November 2nd, 2010 elections. Is there a motion on those items? Motion and a second. Discussion. Anything else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. Yeah, I neglected to state that we will have a closed session hearing following court today to discuss legal matters. Okay, we have several resolutions today. Commissioner Arnold, do you have one?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, who's that for?
This is for Pat Trumbull. Pat, would you rise for the occasion with... I didn't ask you to stand up. This is all about Pat, not you.
Yeah, Pat.
No, Pat, not Patrick. Go ahead.
I'm going to hold on to her as long as I can.
Okay. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure today to recognize Pat Trumbull for her 30 years plus service. Be it remembered at the meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County held on this day in this month and this year. Commissioners approved and seconded the motion following resolution was adopted. Whereas Pat Trumbull has devoted over 30 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and County Auditor's Office. And whereas, through hard work and commitment to excellence, Pat Trumbull has earned the respect of her colleagues in Jefferson County. And whereas Pat Trumbull unselfishly committed her talents to ensure that all employees of Jefferson County were paid during Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Ike. Yay, we're proud. Yeah. Okay. Whereas Pat, having made a significant contribution to the purchasing department, sheriff's office, and auditor's office, Pat Trumbull is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Pat Trumbull for her dedicated services and employ of Jefferson County and wish her the very best in her retirement. Thank you so much, Pat.
I want to thank everyone here, and especially Commissioners Court and all the employees of the county for allowing me to do the payroll. Thank Patrick Swain for being a wonderful boss. I started with Jerry Ware, and then it went to Mindy Nance, and now the best for last, Patrick Swain. So, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
That's going to cost
you. Do you have family here? Pat. You want to introduce your family?
I have my husband, Joe, who's retiring today also.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the sheriff's office.
It's double retirement.
Yes, we're moving together. My sister, Kathy Bourne, and her husband, John Bourne. Diana Durbin, who works in the district attorney's office. And then my mother, Tila Flores.
Excellent. Thank you, Pat.
We're going to miss Pat. We had a good celebration this morning for Pat.
It was real good.
Yeah.
Yep, don't miss it.
I've got the honor of doing Joe's, and but before I get into it, I want to tell you, back in my years in law enforcement, if I could not find a suspect and had a warrant for someone, there were two people that I relied on, J.C. Kuhn and Joe Trumbull. If either one of those guys had a warrant for you, you had two things you needed to do. Number one, call your attorney. And number one, drive to jail if you didn't want to have to ride in the sheriff's department car. Because I didn't care if it was noon on Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve, they were going to get you. And I just can't tell you how much I respected both those guys. J.C. left law enforcement, went into the priesthood. Joe tells me he's not going to follow that same route. So. Whereas Joe Trumbull has devoted 28 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Joseph Trumbull has dedicated his talents and services as a patrol deputy to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas Joe Trumbull has pledged his services as a sergeant in the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas Joe Trumbull has devoted his services as a lieutenant and captain in law enforcement and at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, and that is not an overstatement. He is forever had a commitment to excellence. Joe Trumbull has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Joe Trumbull is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Joe? Joe's a little bit quieter than Pat, if y'all hadn't noticed.
It's hard to believe those two folks have dedicated 58 years of service.
Outstanding service.
Yeah. Like me, it's time to go. Is Carlton Evans here?
Haven't seen Buddy.
Okay.
Who's, do you have?
I have the pleasure to read this resolution for Tam McCullum. If she's here. Is she here? Come on up. Come on down.
You too, Judge.
Where is Tam? Is it Tam? Okay, Tam McCullum?
Meyer.
Okay, Tam McCullum Meyer is retiring as Jefferson County Criminal District Court Coordinator, and the Commissioner's Court is pleased to recognize this outstanding public servant for her contributions to the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas Tam McCullum Meyer has devoted almost 25 years of her life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Jefferson County Criminal District Court and the Jefferson County Tax Office, where she served as Administrative Secretary, and whereas Tam's day-to-day pleasant and professional attitude and her ability to handle the most stressful situations have earned her the respect and friendship of those who know her, and whereas Tam's co-workers love and will miss her tremendously, but also know the enjoyment she will now have spending more time with her family. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend Tam McCullum Meyer for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Commissioner's Court, and we're going to miss her. The county's going to miss Tam, and her husband, Harry, is here as well. But she's got a brand new grandbaby, and I believe that has focused the attention for her. And we wish her the very best, and thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
For everything that they've given.
Judge, I have the last one. It will be a proclamation for the, and if you don't mind, I guess the Charlton Pollard 1965 class members, you can come up to the front, please.
I don't want to tell you this, but I was a Hebert fan.
Oh, no!
Because I lived in South Park.
He didn't start at Rutgers.
At that time, we were rivals, you know?
And it's a proclamation that says, be it remembered at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, hereby on the 28th day of June 2010, on a motion made by Commissioner Everett Alfred, Commissioner Precinct Number 4, and second by Commissioner Mark Domain, Commissioner Precinct Number 2. The following proclamation was adopted. Whereas Charlton Pollard High School, which closed in the year of 1975, was an integral part of the Beaumont Independent School District. And whereas Charlton Pollard class of 1965 has remained organized and continued to enrich the lives of its members, who in turn serve the community and the citizens of Jefferson County, whereas Charlton Pollard class of 1965 has supported the community through donating Christmas baskets, Christmas caroling at nursing homes, mentoring and tutoring at the Beaumont Independent School District, assisting released inmates with transitioning out of the incarceration, volunteering, and different ministries in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice System, and promoting voter registration and education. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim July the 8th to July the 11th, 2010, as Charlton Pollock Class of 1965, 45th Reunion Days in Jefferson County, signed this day by the Honorable Judge Ron Walker, Commissioner Eddie Orner, Precinct 1, Commissioner Mark Domain, Precinct 2, Commissioner Mike Senegal, Precinct 3, yours truly, Commissioner Alpha, Precinct 4. Bless you.
On behalf of the Charlton Pollock Class of 1965, and I would say that we were one of the largest classes in that era to graduate, we'd like to thank the Commissioner's Court, and we're proud and honored to receive the proclamation. And if, Judge, that we might approach, we have a little memorabilia for you all.
Do what?
Approach.
Sure.
Approach.
Yeah.
Bulldog to give to him.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
That's nice.
Right.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
This was one.
I'll use it proudly.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much. Oh, yeah, them. Okay.
Oh, excuse me, Eddie.
Ma'am. Oh, we have a holiday Monday. It's 4th of July. And what saith the court?
I'm gonna be out of, I'm not gonna be here next week at all if that's
take off. Go, take off.
I wanna be here.
Go ahead.
Okay, there'll be no court next week, right? But y'all can come if you like. If that concludes the regular agenda, we're going to recess into executive session. I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to say thank you again to all the folks who have dedicated so much of their lives to making Jefferson County a great, great county, and wish you the best and Godspeed to all of you. And I want to recognize Judge John Bourne, who is hiding in back.
It's Joe's brother-in-law.
Yeah. And we're so glad to have you, Judge. Glad to have you. All right, we're adjourned.